The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello and welcome. It's our number one, hour one of the Ben Maller radio show, recorded off the terrestrial radio and repackaged where the cool kids hang out here on the podcast. Before you listen to this hour, or maybe even after, make sure to listen to the fifth hour podcast. We had brand new podcast up all weekend long. The mailbag, we had exclusive details on the Minnesota Maller meet and greet. I'd love to meet you. Hopefully, if you're within reasonable distance from Minneapolis, you can download that and find out some information, make some plans. Still a couple months away from that event. But here in hour one, what letter grade? What letter grade do you give the final four? It is now set. Three newbies and Connecticut. Who are you looking forward to seeing compete in the Final Four? And what's missing from this event? We'll talk about all that. And remember, the fifth hour podcast, in addition to here, hour number one. Here it is. Punching your ticket. Welcome in the beginning of a brand spanking new week of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Cohorts. As we slurp up the sports talk coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and spectacularly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the scan. As we scan our way forward, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Welcome back. We are here. Where did we go? Nowhere. We had a day and a half away, and we're back behind the microphones of FSR. Our lead this hour coming from College Hoops. Woohoo! The madness of March is winding down. Down, 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 down. The 2023 Final Four is now set. Oh, it's set. Ah, so amazing. We now have our last teams standing. And I don't know how much of this you watched over the weekend. Were you locked in? Were you loaded? No, you were not. Might have missed it. We'll see what the report card for the NCAA tournament is. But the final two slots on Sunday go to San Diego State. Show me your Aztec! As the Aztecs get it done. And Miami coming back on Sunday. Aztecs, they win with controversy as the officials giving San Diego State a ticky-tack, to be kind, foul call in the final seconds there. Well, there was no contact where the ball was. It was lower, and they called the foul. Just what I need. And the Hurricanes, meanwhile, storming back. You saw that game. They're down 13 points. And the yin and the yang, Jordan Miller and Isaiah Wong leading the way as the Canes come back. And they are joined by Saturday's winner, the two winners on Saturday, UConn and Florida Atlantic, cashing their Keno card. So that means now that we have three newbies.
Newbie.
Three newbies who have crashed the parterre into the Final Four. Florida Atlantic, SDSU, and Miami along with UConn. So let us discuss the question. What letter grade do you give the Final Four? The Final Four team standing in men's college basketball. So the Mallet report card, I'll be fair here. Got to do it. Mallet report card. This Final Four in my entire life gets an F. This is an F Final Four. This is a failure of the Final Four. Too much of anything is a bad thing, and that's what we have. We have too much irrelevance in the Final Four. That's the reality. I've got P.T. Barnum, Peacock, and Two-Step. And we will combine all of these random things together, and we are going to cut down the nets is what we're going to do. We're going to cut down the nets. Now, A, all of you dopes, and you know who you are, you bleeding heart bozos, I love the underdog! Woo-wee! You know who you are. Well, this is your fantasy land, is what it is. File this one under things sports fans think they want but really don't. The Final Four. From a marketing standpoint, this is college basketball Armageddon. Holy crap on a cracker, Batman. What have we done? Now, I realize that long ago, everyone's bracket was busted. That's not the point. The legacy teams are nowhere to be found. You have schools that are not even regional powers. From the Midwest, the number five seed Miami, which, if you're old, was a football school, but they haven't been good at football. It's a dormant football school, certainly not a basketball school, with the grizzled, longtime college basketball coach Jim Larrañaga being celebrated. And I have nothing against Jim Larrañaga. And in the South, San Diego State. The number five seed in the South, where the turf meets the surf. That's not a football school or a basketball school. It's just a school. It's a party school is what it is. It's a party place. And then you have out of the East, the number nine seed, Florida Atlantic, a school that started their basketball program as a D2 in 1988, have been in Division I, what is known as Division I, since 1994. And then in the West, the closest thing to a legacy program, Connecticut, UConn, rounds out the Final Four. But I think it's an F on the report card. It's not my concern, and we can just ignore it. We do broadcasting, not narrowcasting, and this is a Final Four that is going to require P.T. Barnum-level salesmanship here. Florida Atlantic is the big Cinderella in the bunch, the number nine seed from Boca, making just the second tournament appearance, 35 wins, first Conference USA team to make the national semifinals. I mentioned we do broadcasting, not narrowcasting, and this is the problem here. Florida Atlantic, you know how many fans they average for their 17 home games in Boca? You want to take a guess? Yeah. How about less than 2,500 fans per game? 2,238 fans per game. Yikes. Then you have Connecticut. We'll focus on them. UConn, a program that was a perennial contender in the Jim Calhoun era. And they have won four titles. 99 was the first, and then 2014 the last. That was with Kevin Ollie when he was the coach of the Huskies. And now Dan Hurley, coaching, I believe, is in his fifth year now. And he has broken through. Connecticut becoming the seventh team to win all four regional games in routes or roots, depending on how you learn to say that word. And they win all four regional Final Four games before getting to the last couple of games by 15 or more points. They mollywopped Gonzaga over the weekend. Drew Timmy getting into foul trouble. That was a boat race situation. However, my experience, maybe you can correct me on this, when I think of the typical Northeastern sports fan, I do not think of a college sports fan. I don't. I think of a professional sports fan, not a college sports fan. So it's not like people go gaga. You're like, ah, I'm happy, but you know, it's okay. More into pro sports. All right, now, page two here. What is missing from the Final Four? Well, the two things that are missing, the stars that shine bright and the name brands. The name brands. The Final Four used to be, back in the old days, a showcase for the top dogs of college basketball, the future NBA headliners, the breakout star of this tournament. You know who the breakout star of this tournament was. Eliminated by Florida Atlantic, Marcus Noel. Marcus Noel was the peacock of March Madness, must-see TV, the bug on the rug, or in this case, the hardwood. And now the supernova has been eliminated. Kansas State done. Teammate Keontae Johnson was in foul trouble, and Marcus put up 30 points and 12 rebounds in that game on Saturday. The Purple Haze Kansas State Jayhawks, the Wildcats go away. The Jayhawks long gone, but Dick will be drafted in the first round. Grady Dick will be a first round pick. Not in the Final Four, by the way. But Noel, who should be in somebody's NBA training camp, averaged 23.5 points, 13.5 assists during the four games, and easily the standout of the entire tournament. But he's not in the Final Four, which is a major bummer. And none of the NBA's top suspects are going to be around. They're not around. And it's a TV show without the blue chip talent and the branding, other than Connecticut, which is, again, it's a stretch to say they're a legacy program in college basketball since they started winning big in 1999. And then you got a bunch of generic brands outside of that. All right, last word here. So who are you looking forward to seeing compete? Well, for me, that's easy. While I give the Final Four an F, I'm doing a little happy dance. I'm not doing the Macarena. I'm doing the Aztec two-step is what I'm doing here. The Aztec two-step, not for dysentery. I'm doing my happy dance because one of my first paying gigs in radio when I worked in San Diego was very briefly, I was the board op, the engineer for San Diego State men's basketball. It was a very rocky ride. I was bad at it. I sucked at it. But San Diego State also sucked. No one was listening. And so it's kind of cool to see that the Aztecs, who had some pretty good players off and on over the years at San Diego State that have gone on and played in the NBA sporadically, but San Diego State into the Final Four, they have a heck of a shot to get to the title game playing the number 9 seed Florida Atlantic. They've also been given the gift, I heard before I got on the microphones here, Arnie Spanier picked Florida Atlantic, which pretty much guarantees San Diego State will get it done. So that's good news for the Aztecs, who play a defensive style which is rough, uneven, and un-San Diego-like. You don't think of a defensive institution in San Diego. It's not aesthetically pleasing, but it has been effective. And meanwhile, you have on the other side of the bracket, you have Miami and Connecticut. And so we're conceivably going to have an all-South Florida matchup if Florida Atlantic and Miami advance, or we could have some combo of San Diego State-Connecticut, San Diego State-Miami. Meanwhile, I go back to the generic brand, the lack of the wow factor in terms of the headline players. And we knew going in college basketball was up against it because the top player whose teams have been gagging in the regular season of the NBA to try to get, the Parisian prodigy, Victor Wembanyama is nowhere to be seen. Scoot Henderson is projected as being a top three pick. He's not going to be there, as he was a G League player. And the top player, if my mock drafts are right, I looked at a couple different mock drafts, the top player projected to be picked is Jordan Hawkins of Connecticut, who's your standard 6'5 shooting guard that is projected to be a late first-round pick. Those guys, they'll make a decent amount of money for a couple of years, but likely won't be in the NBA very long unless you're breaking from the mold. Breaking from the mold there. I'm pulling for him because we have the same birthday. I'm a little younger than he is. He's in college. But maybe I'm a little older. I don't know. But he was born April 29th. And Isaiah Wong and Jordan Miller of Miami are projected to be second-round picks. San Diego State and Florida Atlantic. Nobody on either one of those teams has a player that is projected to be selected. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to comment on any of that, you can join us here. The lines are opening up. Abracadabra, hocus pocus, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. For some reason, you didn't hear the Fifth Hour podcast, which I do on the weekends. In addition to the show, we went over some details on the Maller Minnesota meet and greet. We have a lot of things to still settle, but we have a date for that. So if you missed it, you can download the podcast, get all that. That's the Friday pod. Over the weekend, we had that up for you. It's still up, and you can get some information that nobody else has, and you can squirrel that away and do what you want with it. 877-99 on Fox. We're on Twitter, @BenMaller. @BenMaller, and you can be part of the fun. A big decision to make. I believe I've made my mind on that. We'll get to it. And moving on up, we'll go there as well. We will get to all of that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Join the curious world of the Ben Maller Show online. It is pain-free and easy to do. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your announcer guy, your news guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox. The haunting cry of the peacock. That's what that was. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
A decision has been made, and moving on up, we'll get to all that. We begin with a college basketball heavy Maller monologue. Fergdog says, I know I am the exception, but I like this Final Four. My roommate and I are officially on the San Diego State bandwagon. Go Aztecs. Be careful, Fergdog. That means you're teammates with Poppy in San Diego. Be careful. Be very careful. Yefimi from Chicago says, hey, Maller, A-plus and a Euro sandwich on the monologue. How about Bellinger raking in spring training? I remember when you poo-pooed that Cubs signing. There's a playoff team. Whee! Says Yefimi. Let me check my big board here. Let me check my notes. I do not see the Cubs in my crystal ball in the playoffs. I do not see Cody Bellinger winning the MVP award. I do not see that. Yeah. Who knows? Let's see here. I can't read that. Shane from Des Moines writes in, says, with all due respect, I hope Poppy's picks a flight to Atlanta and ends up in Afghanistan. Wow. Most deserving worst call of the year since the angry social media crybaby down south. A-plus on the Maller monologue. Let's see. John says, for your information, 20 years ago, Marquette with Dwayne Wade made the Final Four. New Orleans is a member of the Conference USA.
Why does he have a funny voice like that?
Because that's how that guy sounds. Every guy that corrects you sounds like that.
Let me tell you something right now, Bill. Your radio guy, I keep careful notes. And back in the day, I remember when Dwayne Wade made the Final Four.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Double O Mexican in San Diego says 8.9 on the Maller monologue. It's a newbie night in the Final Four. The only thing that could stop the Poppy jinx is the Arnie Spanier jinx. Please, Ben, for the love of Montezuma's revenge, please blow up Poppy as soon as he mentions San Diego State this week. I'm counting on you and Roberto to protect the Aztecs. We will take some calls in a minute. I did want to mention, I got a lot of emails over the weekend. While we were away from our watch post here, it was announced that the Twitter app will start charging for verified accounts on April 1st. And people were asking whether or not I was going to pay, I believe it's $84 to start. It will only go up $84 a year to be verified. The answer is no. Now, if the company wants to pay, and knowing how cheap this company is, I think there's no chance they will do that. But if they want to pay, then I'll be happy to accept them to pay for the account to be verified. But I'm not going to pay. And the reason why, first of all, it was a badge of honor to have a verified Twitter account because you had to earn it. You had to be someone at least perceived to have some kind of prominence. But if you can just cut a check, it's like, who cares? Anybody can do that. I don't really need it that much. And I actually hate Twitter. I despise Twitter. I use it for the show. and it doesn't improve my life in any way. There are absolute losers on that app. There are scumbags, the dreck of society, hang out on Twitter. So why would I want to pay to experience that? No, thank you. I'm good. I don't need that. So the answer is no. So I guess on April 1st, the little blue checkmark thing will vanish from my account. Unless the kind people, this mega million-dollar audio company I work for, say, you know, that's very important. We need to keep these people verified. If that's the case, it will continue. But it will not be my money. Now, maybe Eddie will pass me by. Eddie, are you going to pay to be verified, Eddie? Are you going to put a couple of bucks down there, $84 a year? Does that mean something to you, Eddie? Is that
big? No. Okay. No.
All right. Roberto's not even on there anymore because Dave Roberts is still managing the Dodgers. And I don't
need to worry about it.
Coop used to care about that, but I think he gave up when the Lions fan got verified and he didn't. I think at that point he just said, that's it. I don't need it anymore.
That's when it really lost its grip.
That's when you're like, ah, screw it. No, but it was a lot. Like, it was hard to get verified at one point. Like, I was contacting everyone I knew. I was in a race when Pat O'Brien worked here. I was racing POB, and I'll never forget what a douche. What a Grady Dick or Dick and Dayton Pat O'Brien was, because he got verified, but like 2 days before me. It was like within a week. I don't know, maybe it was in 2 days. And he sent me a text message with a screenshot of him standing with his little blue check mark. It's like a big deal. And I had to pull out favors from people to get verified and all that. It was a battle. And I got verified, and that's great, but I don't really need it. And I don't think it'll change the show in any way or anything like that, so I will not be partaking in that. Moving on up, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's go to the phones, Low. From the north end of Boston, we say hello to Blind Scott, who's on the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Hello, Blind Scott.
Hey, what's up? I'm a big UConn Huskies fan.
Blind Scott, wait a minute. There's a golden ticket online, Blind Scott. Oh, I got to put you on hold, Blind Scott. Can I put you on hold, Blind Scott?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
all right, I'll put you on hold. All right, let's go to Blind. Oh, yeah, Blind and Blind.
Oh, my God.
All blind. You give us 10 minutes, we'll give you a blind caller. We go to Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan. Hello, Blind Emmett.
Hello, Ben. You know, I'm kind of wondering here, mate. Are they like, is Elon trying to like play a big April Fool's prank? I mean, it's kind of ironic how they're taking off your blue check mark on April 1st. But I mean, that could just be me. Who knows?
Well, maybe it's a joke. I don't know. I don't care. Whatever. They do what they want. It's not my product. I don't think it's a good product, but I use it for the show. And so when something else comes along better, we'll use that. That's fine.
You think Finley's going to pay to get verified?
Oh, 100%. 100%, yeah.
Who?
Yeah. And I love how like, Brian has to let everyone know everything he's doing. I do not let everyone know everything I'm doing. Brian wants the world to know what he's up to. It's fascinating.
Hey, that's the younger generation, you know. That I mean, Brian is a nothing compared to what I see on other social medias, like from people I follow that go to school. I mean, they post literally everything. But I called about this NCAA tournament, and
what a bummer! Oh, what a bummer! Let me tell you something. If you're a CBS executive right now and you promised advertisers a certain return on investment, you're like, I'll do a bunch of make goods. Don't worry, everything will be all right.
Ben, I feel like a lot of people, and maybe it's just like the people that like are coming up on my feed, and you know, maybe I'm just in the wrong on this, but I kind of like the parody in this Final Four. I mean, San Diego State is a great story. Shout out Poppy in San Diego. I mean, that's the pick that he actually got right, and he's been cashing with it. But Arnie picked FAU, so I think San Diego State's going to the national championship.
No, Arnie
like
picked Arizona to win every game, and let's be honest.
He's still mad about that somehow, but I really like this tournament, man. I really think having these like random upsets and seeing these big teams, I mean, maybe I'm just a hater getting knocked off, is cool to me. I mean, that Marcus Noel kid, though, ooh, man, I mean, the dude is crazy, but that 5'8 height is a little concerning to me. I mean,
why is it concerning to you? Who cares? If you can play, you can play. I don't care how tall you are, how big you are.
I mean, everyone's like 6'5 in the NBA. Like, everyone's like so tall in the NBA.
Yeah, but there have been players. It's the gimmick. It's like in baseball, you have a guy that throws underhanded. Everyone throws overhanded, but you have the guy that throws underhanded. People aren't used to seeing it. It screws them up.
Yeah, I mean, the dude is, like, quick. He could throw that ball.
And like, he does not appear to be a douchebag like the quarterback in Arizona who plays for the Cardinals. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you think Marcus Noel is taller than him? I mean,
I think they're probably even.
Yeah, I mean, I give it to
this guy Noel should play quarterback for the Cardinals. Maybe he'd do better. He's healthier.
I mean, they do need a quarterback for like the first eight to 9 weeks.
So all right, so we found one guy, Blind Emmett. Blind Emmett, the one guy excited, Jones up for the Final Four, who has no skin in the game.
I'm excited.
Brandon Trufa is.
No, he has skin in the game.
The guy was wearing a San Diego hat, San Diego State hat. Get out of here. Thank you.
Go. I'm excited about it.
You're not going to watch a second of it. You're a liar.
I'm still excited about it.
It doesn't matter. You're not going to watch a second of it.
Off. I love it.
You're not going to watch a second of it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
So we mentioned that Miami beat Texas to go to the Final Four. But good news for Longhorns head coach Rodney Terry, former Fresno State head coach, by the way. Apparently, he's going to get the job there at Texas for leading them into the Elite Eight. Remember, Chris Beard got fired because he had that off-the-court trouble there, and they promoted Terry to be the interim head coach, and apparently they like the job he did, so he's gonna apparently get the head job there at Texas.
Yeah, that is the promotion story I was gonna get to. Rodney Terry will be offered the permanent head coaching job. Want to make a bet that Chris Beard does better at Mississippi than this guy?
No,
because I think he actually knows what he's doing as a coach.
I agree.
And he'll get a bunch of great players at Mississippi. And this guy will last 3 years at tops
and be out
at Texas. And they'll,
they'll
be like, what are we
doing? But good for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. He'll make a lot of money.
Put that on a resume and then go get an assistant job somewhere.
Go buy a house. Yeah. I saw the number of people that had the Final Four correctly picked. Did you see that number? ESPN said they had 20 million brackets on their site. 37 picked the Final Four.
There was another stat, and I may not have the numbers right. I don't know if you heard this, but it was something like, 2 million people predicted that all the Final Four teams would lose in the first round.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Yeah, I bet you. You know how a lot of people, they put out like gag brackets. You know, let me do a gag one. You know,
like maybe your second one is just goof around. Yeah,
yeah. Let me put Florida Atlantic and San Diego State in my gag bracket because that'll be funny. And then they actually,
or it was the stereotypical. You know, I know nothing, and I mean literally know nothing.
It's the
big mascots or something.
It's the guy that went to San Diego State who's got an uncle that teaches at Florida Atlantic, and then his cousin happened to go to UConn, and then he loved Miami football in the 80s. You know, it's that guy.
My cousin who went to San Diego State, I texted him, said, hey, congrats. And I said, are you going to the Final Four? He said, yes.
Oh, they're going to Houston.
He's going to the Final Four.
Wow. All right. Well, good. There you go. It's nice. Have a good time. All right.
Once in a lifetime experience, right? You got to go if you can.
Maybe this is the beginning of a San Diego State dynasty because they are supposedly moving up, Eddie.
Yeah.
A lot of rumors that San Diego State is going to replace those UCLA Bruins and USC Trojans, that they're going to expand the Pac-12. And
terrible choice.
The Aztecs will. Are they going to do both San Diego schools? How's it going to work here? I've seen different reports on San Diego State is one of the schools in consideration to move to the Pac-12 when UCLA and USC leave. What's the other school going to be? Is it going to be Boise? Is that it?
I don't know. Should be Fresno State, though.
Would it be BYU? Would they be willing to?
I thought they already joined a conference.
Did they join a conference? I thought
it's
they
hard
were
to keep track
independent.
Of they
in
were,
football.
But yeah.
Did they join a conference?
I thought they were joining.
I can't keep track. I don't know.
I thought they were going to the Big 12. I can't.
Are they going to the Big 12?
I thought so.
Let's do. Who's next year? Let's go. Fresno State, Eddie.
Yeah.
The Pac 12.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
Okay. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show, and we were going to go right back to Blind Scott, but there's another golden ticket.
Snubbed again.
Blind Scott's getting screwed here. He's not going to be happy.
It's disrespectful.
This is disrespectful to the blind community. Let's go now to San Diego, and not Poppy, 00 Mexican in San Diego. Hello, 00 Mexican. Welcome.
Hey, I'm just using this golden ticket so I don't have to hear Blind Scott for another five minutes.
How dare you. Shame on you.
Hey, Ben.
What?
So I keep hearing you don't think that was a foul. Is that what's going on?
No, it was not a foul. It was a terrible call.
It wasn't a foul.
And enjoy it. You got a gift. This is what the Lakers get all the time. They get the whistles in their back pocket. That's what San Diego
Why
State
are you
got.
Bring it up the Lakers.
Because that's a Laker-like call. It's a chicken crap call that helps one team out. I don't need that call. I'm happy San Diego State won, but they shouldn't have won like that. It's bull crap.
But you were okay when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl on that ticky-tack call, right?
That was a good call in the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. I think you're Ben to help any on this one.
No, there's no – listen, how is that a foul? Double Mexican, come on. I know you're in San Diego and all that. That was not a foul.
I agree it was ticky-tack. I agree 100%.
It's like, not a foul. You don't make that call. There's no need to make that call. If that call's not made, no one's like, I can't believe that game ended like that. Why there should have been a foul call? No one's saying that. No one.
Yeah. Right. I agree, but right. They said that for the Super Bowl.
We're talking about what just happened in college basketball. We're not talking about the Super Bowl. We're talking about this
but
right here.
That was a ticky-tack call as well.
Okay. All right. Are you done? Is that it?
Let's make Brian Scott wait a little longer.
Okay, I'll make him wait. All right, I'll hang up with him. Want to take bets, Brian Scott hangs it up. There's no chance he waits, right? Almost no chance.
No.
He'll be long gone. All right, this portion of the show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Time now for the Who Am I game. And this is where we pretend to be somebody else. And we will go back to the calls. More time for more calls. Here's the Who Am I game. I am the only rookie quarterback in NFL history to win both the league MVP and championship in my rookie season. Again, I'm the only quarterback in NFL history to have won both the league MVP honors and a championship in my rookie season. Who am I? The answer. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you listen for 5 good minutes, you know the Ben Maller Show is not for the squeamish or the faint of heart. You're invited to join our secret society online. You'll get to mingle with other like-minded listeners on Facebook. It's just a few clicks away. Just like our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here's the Who Am I game. I'm the only rookie quarterback in NFL history to have won both the MVP and championship my rookie season. Who am I? That is the question.
Who?
What is the answer? And we'll get back to the calls here momentarily, see if anybody knows the answer. Rob in Vegas says the great wrestler Dick the Bruiser is the answer. Who else do we have? Page down. White Rob the First going with Dick Trickle as his answer. Benny the Dishwasher, guessed by Ferg Dog. Well, yeah, that almost happened. That was interesting. Edmund Washington Garcia says Mickey McCrispy is the way to go. Steve Berline from the Late Night Drug Tester. Angelo Bertelli is the guest by James. Page down. Dave Craig from Rob. That's his answer. Ernest Biner from Miguel on Fire. Rob in Minnesota says Shane Matthews. Saul Goodman from Benito, the Cowboy fan. Julio Rodriguez, J-Rod from Robbie, the Mariner fan. Malachi Flynn from Double O Mexican in San Diego. Rick Richards going with Jay Johnstone, Dodger legend and baseball prankster from back in the day. Mr. Wright says the KFC chicken or chick is the answer. Kurt Warner from Gumby Dave, that's his answer. Page down. Sal says Miguel Cabrera's second family is the answer. Scooby-Doo from Adrian, the pokey, pokey, pokey guy. F them picks. Big Lou says Laker and Texas Longhorn great Chris Mim is the answer. Jim McMahon on Coke from Nick in Wisconsin. Todd Marinovich from Darren. Let's see, page down. Callaghan Tim goes with Cordell Stewart. Callaghan Tim sent me. I'm very jealous. He went to a Costco food court in Windsor where they had both poutine and chicken fingers. And it's enough. I might have to move to Canada just for the endless amounts of poutine and the chicken fingers. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
I'll give it a legitimate shot. Was it Marcus Allen?
Marcus Allen. Eddie, that is incorrect. The correct answer. This predates the Super Bowl era of the NFL.
Oh, boo. Nobody cares about that era.
Eddie.
It's true.
Eddie. This is a legitimate thing. I didn't say Super Bowl. He won a championship. That's Bob Waterfield. Bob Waterfield, 1945. He played for not the L.A. Rams, not the Cleveland, whatever. He did play in Cleveland. The Cleveland Rams, 1945 Cleveland Rams. Who knew?
Dick and Dayton doesn't even know that answer.
He might know the answer. I bet you he does.
No.
Does it involve Bernie Kosar?
No,
that's a good point. He probably doesn't know. Let's go back to the phones. And now after
Dick won't be denied,
being passed up by two golden tickets, we say hello to Blind Scott on the north end of Boston, who has made it back on the air. He did not hang up.
When I pee. Yeah, golden tickets means you're like the worst caller ever when you have to use one of those. But then
Jaylen Brown, he was doing the Apache dance on the sideline earlier today during the Celtics game when they won. He's been campaigning for NBA All-League team. He can make it as a forward this year, I guess, because he plays forward. But if he gets that, he'll get an extra $100 million in his contract. That's why he was saying all those salty words like a few weeks ago, because NBA writers actually decide who makes the NBA All-League team. So they control who makes certain amount of money because it's incentives towards contracts. But one other thing I was going to say, the Boston Bruins, they had a huge weekend. They beat the franchise record or tied it with 57 wins, and they have a 50-goal score too. The first time since that guy from Dumb and Dumber, Cam Neely, scored 50 goals. They played these two wicked bad teams this weekend from these terrible cities in the United States, Carolina and Tampa Bay.
Who was the guy that scored 50? Who scored 50?
David Pastrnak, but people, I don't have a lot of time. People don't care, you know.
Why are you bringing it up then?
People don't care, Eddie.
Why are you bringing it up then?
He just wants to show you his knowledge.
I'm so excited. I'm excited about the Bruins. It gives me goosebumps thinking about them winning the Cup. They're just so good this year. They're better than the 1971 Bobby Orr team. And the Hurricanes are a good team. I didn't think the Bruins were that good until they crushed them today. And Tampa Bay is good, too.
They won a shootout. It wouldn't crush them.
Yeah, but they were up 3-1 most of the game.
Yeah, they did it for ratings, right? They wanted
sat Bergeron. They sat Bergeron and Marchand, too. They're two best players. Yeah, they did it for ratings. They have this dude that just beats everybody up on the ice now, this guy Hathaway. He just clubs people over the head and stuff and gets them in line. He's the sheriff, Joey Hathaway, you know? He's a fourth liner, too. Yes, but the NHL needs the Rangers, the Bruins, and the Maple Leafs to go far in the playoffs because it affects the salary cap, because all these other crappy holes in the United States that have NHL teams just don't bring in NHL revenue. Like the Coyotes, you could buy the Coyotes. They're a $400 million franchise.
We should do that, Eddie. We should buy the Coyotes. Why don't we buy the Coyotes?
I can't
Why not?
Yeah.
He said we could afford it.
Yeah, how much is that?
$400 million.
I could buy them twice.
Come on, that's easy. On this overnight radio salary? Come on.
You finance them. We just use you as a figurehead and bring in all these venture capitalists. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, we'll be the face of the team, and then we'll have some rich, like, hedge fund people that'll be the money people.
Yeah, we get Roberto to bring all his Mexican buddies to the games just for seat fillers. You know what I mean?
Well, the good news where the Coyotes play right now, you don't need seat fillers. You're good.
Racist.
They have no seats, so they don't need it.
Yeah, I heard when you go there, you get in a good fist fight, too. Like, it's a pretty good time because they got, like, college students, and it's just like I love stuff like that. You know what
I mean? That's a very sporty call by Blind Scott. Yeah, I mean, I'm used to you doing sporty phone calls. What's everything okay with you?
Yeah, well, I've just been really into sports lately. You know, the sports scene in Boston is really big now. We're going to be bringing home two titles this year. The Celtics have a better road to the playoffs than the Bruins have to win a championship. But the Bruins are more determined, you know what I mean?
Oh, they're more determined. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, Blind Scott sees the Bruins as more determined.
The President's Trophy winners always win the Stanley Cup.
This is the year of the bees, Eddie.
This is the year.
The Red Sox will blow. Too many ex-Dodgers on the Red Sox. All the Dodger trash ends up playing at Fenway. How did that happen, by the way? What's going on with that?
Sat on the toilet with a plunger in it the other day.
Oh, boy.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.